My 100.5 WRCH, tell me something good about Connecticut.
So maybe one night you don't feel like cooking, or maybe you're out and about and you're looking for a place to eat. Connecticut has some of the best high-end restaurants in the country, but this time you don't feel like doing something fancy. Well, Connecticut's got you covered there, too. The foodie website, The Daily Meal, recently came out with lists of America's best hole-in-the-wall restaurants and greatest old-school pizzerias. And, yeah, as you'd expect, both lists are dotted with Connecticut places to dine. The Daily Meal defined a hole-in-the-wall restaurant as small and inconspicuous, except for the crowds, with absolutely spectacular food. And Connecticut places on that list include Louis' Lunch in New Haven, where the hamburger was invented more than 120 years ago. Ted's Steamed Cheeseburgers in Meriden.
My brother just went there for the first time in his life.
Yeah?
Yep. Loved it.
Danny's Drive-In in Stratford, famous for deep-fried hot dogs. And Dottie's Diner in Woodbury, where they have donuts that are to die for. They are also on the list. As for pizzerias, well, we don't have any big surprises here. The list includes Frank Pepe's, which started in New Haven but now has several locations. Colony Grill in Stamford. Zapardi's Abitz in West Haven. Roseland Abitz in Derby. And two more New Haven favorites, Sally's and Ernie's. Now, these are great things about Connecticut that have just officially made me hungry. So, what are we doing?
You weren't even thinking about
what are we doing for lunch? Did you guys know that Connecticut has over 30 performing arts theaters through the state? And then of those theaters, 5 are Tony Award winners. Connecticut's theater scene is very exciting with new shows and performances rolling out each month. Here are a couple noteworthy theaters to consider if you are looking to catch a show this spring and summer. Hartford Stage just debuted a brand new musical called The Flamingo Kid, which runs from now until the beginning of June. This fun musical is a coming-of-age story that takes place in the 60s, and it was written by a Tony-winning book writer. Then there's the Tony Award-winning Goodspeed Opera House in Haddam, which is currently running performances of The Music Man now through the end of June. Also, the Ivoryton Playhouse in Essex will be debuting new musicals next week named Godspell, the first major musical theater hit from 3-time Grammy and Academy Award winner Stephen Schwartz. And if you're feeling eager to catch a performance this weekend, then check out these. The Bushnell in Hartford has The Sound of Music. And the Center for the Arts at Woodstock Academy is performing Footloose. May is well underway, and one lucky winner of the May CT Visit prize pack is going to receive a gift certificate for 2 seats on a group Elm City party bike tour in New Haven. You're going to have New England's first 15-seat pedaled party bike take you on sightseeing tours and restaurant crawls through New Haven. Also, a gift certificate for 2 adult climbing passes to Fields of Fire Adventure Park in Mystic. That's an aerial adventure park on 50 acres of woodlands, 76 elevated obstacles, 14 zip lines, plus some Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. You can get yourself registered to win that one by heading over to WRCH.com and clicking on contests.